Blog Talk Radio.
Out of that first cleanse, she created services for her company that transformed thousands of women's lives. She's been on TV numerous times, hosted on her own radio show, published a magazine, and God still continues to bless her 13 years later. Now, she has documented the process for each of us to be able to achieve the success that she has by going through the transformational journey. So I would like you again and reiterate again to please go to the mindbodyspiritcleanse.com and purchase that book and join us on this transformational journey. I want to get started this morning by taking any prayer request that anyone has at this time.
This is a woman discovering who she is, who has discovered who she is. This morning I'm standing for transformation, elevation, and a financial blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I heard elevation, transformation, and a financial blessing.
Amen. And I also have my mother-in-law on the line with us this morning. So she will go ahead and put in her prayer request as well. My dear mother-in-law, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good morning.
I'm glad to have you this morning.
And my request, elevation, transformation, financial, and health.
Okay. Okay. All right. I have transformation, elevation, a financial blessing, and you want to be in good health. Is that correct, Mother?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyone else at this time?
This is Confident Woman.
Huh?
And I am praying for intentional focus. I am praying for increase in my circumstance. And I'm praying for a financial breakthrough for those who God has put in my charge as my clients. So I'm praying for them.
Okay. I'm a little silent because I'm taking in your request. I have intentional focus.
Mm-hmm.
You have increase, and you want a financial breakthrough for your clients that you are currently involved with.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, on this morning, this is Committed Woman of God, and I am standing in for total healing of my mind, body, and spirit. I am also standing in for drive, ambition, tenacity, determination, discernment, and to swiftly obey the voice of the Spirit of God. I'm also asking for wisdom to know the things of the Spirit as well. And that is my actual prayer request for today. Is there anyone else on the line this morning that would like to put in their prayer request before we take these requests before the throne of God? Okay. All right. Well, we have all the requests, I believe. I don't hear anyone else stepping up to put put in their request. Generally, I wouldn't do this, and I would actually have someone else step in and pray. But for some reason this morning, I am urged to step in and to take us before the throne of grace this morning. I thank God for just wanting to be obedient unto his will on this morning. So I am, as your host, is actually going to lead us into prayer on this morning. I thank God for just the move of his spirit on this morning. Father, as I come before you this morning, God, I thank you for a new day. I thank you for grace, and I thank you for mercy, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, as you have assembled us together one more time on this spiritual boost, God. God, we don't know what you want to do for us on this week, God, or even right now in this moment, God. But, God, as we gather together, touching and agreeing, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit be one in the midst on this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to be our head, be our leader, God, and be our guide, God. Oh, God, we ask that your protective hand be upon us, God. Oh, God, even as we go to and fro on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, that the women that are not on the call on today, God, that you even go out to the houses, God, in the places, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and that you touch them in every area of their lives, God. Oh, God, every secret prayer that they have on this morning, God, we ask you, God, to address it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and as we come together, God, this morning, God, oh, God, we don't even know what to pray, God, and we don't know your thoughts, God, for our thoughts is not your thoughts, God, nor is our ways your ways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, you know everything that we need before we come before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we look unto the hills today, God, from which cometh our help, God, and we know that all our help come from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're calling on the help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we got situations and supplications, God, that we need your help with, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we cry out for your help on this week, God, and each and every day of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to help us to be loyal and faithful unto you, God. Loyal and faithful unto your purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, for total healing of our minds, body, and spirit, God. Oh, God, we ask you to give us the drive to press on towards the mark of a higher calling, God, which is in Christ Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us to be ambitious, God. Oh, God, and thrive on the things, God, that is of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you for tenacity, God, that we might last, God. Oh, God, to the end, God, that we might see and follow this thing to the end, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you for your discernment, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might be able to discern the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might not be deceived, God, in these last and these evil days, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we might discern the right spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be determined, God. Oh, God, let us let nothing, God, separate us from the love of Jesus, God. Oh, God, not even, God, our trials and our tribulations, God. Oh, God, because they come to make us strong, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to give us that determination, God, that press forward towards the mark of a higher calling, which is in you, Jesus. God, let us be determined in our business affairs, God. Let us be determined in our jobs, God. Let us be determined, God, in everything that we do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to help us, God, to be swift to answer the voice of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that we listen to the voice of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. No other God shall we listen or hearken to, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But you are our God in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we surrender and submit all unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to give us wisdom, God, what to do, God, with the things of the Spirit, God. Oh, God, give us the wisdom to know, God, what and how to move, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might make wise decisions, God. Oh, God, that we might be wise in our business dealings, God. Oh, God, that we might be wise in our family dealings, God, that we might be wise in every aspect of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to transform us, God. Oh, God, we're looking for a transformation, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to transform our minds, God. We ask you to transform our spirits, God. We ask you to transform our body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to elevate us, God. Oh, God, take us to higher heights and deeper depths, God. Oh, God, and when we get there, God, give us the wisdom to know how to deal with those elevations, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because we asking you to open up your windows of heaven, God, and pour out your service of blessing, God, a financial blessing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go to our bank accounts, God. Oh, God, where there's a zero balance, God, we ask you to, God, increase the zero balance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless us financially, God, with savings accounts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Money, God, that we can put aside, God. And when you say move, God, we have something, God, a resource to fall back on, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for good health, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because we can't run in this race, God, if our bodies is not fit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, God, that you would rather we be prosperous and in good health, God, even as our soul prospers, God. Oh, God, we thank and praising you for this right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we asking you for intentional focus, God. God, let us be focused on the things, God, that you have placed and assigned us to, God. Let us be focused on the things that are in front of us, God. Let us be focused on our financial growth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us be focused, God, in the name of Jesus, God, on the things, God, of our business, God, and the plans and the things that you have given us, God. Oh, God, that we might be successful in all our dealings, God. Oh, God, help us to focus on these things, God. Oh, God, we thank you for increase, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for how everything we touch up prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, and as you bless us, God, we will bless others, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be proved to be faithful, God. Oh, faithful and stewards over what you give us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Faithful over our finances, God. Faithful over the task that you have placed before us, God. Faithful, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the things of God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for a financial breakthrough, God. Oh, God, for the clients, God, that my sister deal with, God, on a daily basis, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, because these things, God, that we ask you, God, is dependent upon our success, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for hearing our prayers and our supplications on today, God. Oh, God, we give you all the honor and the glory, God. Oh, God, we also lift up our families unto you, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, as we away from them, God, that you keep them protected, God. Oh, God, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for moving on our hearts, God, for moving on our behalf, God. Oh, God, I thank and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for how you're moving aside every mountain, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You speak it to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving out every obstacle in our way, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that hinders us, God, from keep moving on, God, in the things that you have us to do, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you this morning, God. We glorify you and we magnify you this day, God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the many blessings that you have already placed on our lives, God. Oh, God, we give you thanks and honor and glory for that that you have already done, God, in the name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We glorify you and we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory be to God. God, glory be to God. Oh, God, and we seal this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, God, with an amen, God, in your name. In Jesus' name, God, in your son Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for in the name of Jesus there is power, God, in the name of Jesus there is healing, God, in the name of Jesus there is deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for your son on today, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, do we thank you and we praise you, God. Giving all honor and glory to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for bowing down your ear, God, and listening to our prayers and our supplications, God, with your ears bright attentive, God. Oh, God, because you said if we ask, you will do it, God. If we seek, we shall find, God. If we knock, the door shall be open, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Glorify you, oh God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to thee, O God, to continue to thank you and to praise you, O God, for doing it once and again, God. Lord God, you woke us up this morning, Lord. You touched us, O God, with the finger of love. O God, you didn't allow the death angel to have his way with us, O my Christ. But, O God, Lord, you touched us and you woke us up, God. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. O God, somebody didn't make it. O God, over the midnight hour, God, somebody ceased to breathe on today, O God. Somebody's laid aside this morning, God, with a tag on their toe. But, O God, we want to tell you thank you, O God, Lord, for the breath of life on today. So we come to exalt you, God. We come to tell you that we love you, Lord. We come to tell you that we appreciate you, O God, that we thank you for your mercy, O God, for your mercy suits our case, O God. Your mercy, O God, your compassion, O God. O God, it fails not, O God. And then we want to thank you, O God, Lord, for your divine grace, O God. Your grace, the grace is greater than all of our sins. And so we ask, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might create in us a clean heart this morning, O God. That, O God, Lord, that you will, O God, help us, O God, Lord, on this journey on today. O God, yesterday's mercies were used up, but we need some more mercies today, O God, to walk right, to talk right, to do us right in your sight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we can't do anything without you. Oh, God, Lord, so we ask, oh, God, that you have your divine way. Oh, God, we can't move unless you move us. We can't go unless, oh, God, you open a door for us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, we need your help this morning, God. Help us in our homes. Help us on our jobs. Help us with our loved ones, our family members, those that we will meet along the way on this day, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And so we want to thank you for the doors that you're going to open, God. Oh, Father God, for those who are in business, God, those, O God, are looking for clients, O God, those that need help, O God, wherever they might be placed on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for your sovereignty, O God. We thank you, O God, for what you've done, what you're doing, God, what you're going to do, O God. And that's why today we can come to lift up not only our sisters, O God, that's on this call, but those, O God, that have been laid aside. O God, there's some that are sick today, O God. There are some that, O God, are shut in, O God. There are some that have mental problems, emotional problems, God, but you are the problem solver. And so, O God, we come, O God, asking you to do it for them, O God. Help them in their sickness, O God. Lord, if they're in the hospital, God, nursing homes, wherever the sick might be, we pray, O God, a special anointing on their lives on today, that, O God, that they will reach up and know that you, O God, are merciful, you are kind, you are a healer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. There's some, God, that perhaps lost a loved one, God, and are grieving today, oh God. Lord, you can work it out for them as well, God. You are lift up heads today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you can encamp your angels round and about them, God, and let them know, God, that you're there for them. Oh, God, Lord, even though their loved ones have gone on, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, there's some, God, that are having problems, oh, God, on their jobs, oh, God, on their finances, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, God, you are a problem solver. Oh, God, Lord, so that's why we look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all our help comes from you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, Lord, that even now, God, that you will look on families, Lord, Look on the mothers, oh God. Look on the fathers, God. Look on the children, oh God. Oh God, in that home, Lord, where there might be peace, oh God, where there might be love, God, where there might be joy, God, in the homes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray today, oh God, that they will pray together, God, for a family that pray together will stay together, oh God. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood over homes today, oh God, that there might be safety, oh God, in the homes, in the communities, oh God. Lord, wherever your people might be today, God, we pray, oh God, and plead the blood over their lives in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, because we know that you're able, God. You are able, God, on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, to, oh God, protect. You're able to heal. You're able to save, God. You're able to deliver, God. You're able to set the captives free, oh God. We even praying today for those of our loved ones who are not saved, those of our loved ones that need, oh God, Lord, direction and guidance today, oh God. Yes. We, oh God, Lord, are praying for them, God, because we know that you are able, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And so we pray for unsaved our children, oh God, unsaved sons, unsaved daughters, those who are backslidden, oh God. Oh Father, you said that you are married to the backslider in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're claiming that they're going to come back to you, oh God. We're claiming that they're going to come back, oh God, asking you, oh God, to do it for them once and again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for those, oh Heavenly Father, that have fallen, oh God. Oh God, you can lift the man up seven times, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are claiming them back to, oh God, the kingdom today, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because you are unchangeable, God, for you are gracious and holy. You are long-suffering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are infinite on today, oh God. You're all-powerful and almighty, oh God. Oh Father God, and your ways are unsearchable, oh God, and they will not be found out, because you sit high, you look low, oh God. You are compassionate, God, today. You are the God of that created all things, and you know all things. And so we want to tell you thank you this morning, God, for you are our rescuer. You are our sustainer, oh God. You are our strength, God. You are our fortress, oh God. You are our shield and stronghold, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we adore you, God. We respect you, God. We honor you, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. We thank you for your divine attributes today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all those that are on the prayer line on today. Oh God, some coming from different places on today, but we are one in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. And so we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will keep us safe, oh God. Oh God, not only for today, but the rest of this year. Oh God, we have decreed and declared that we will have a good day, a blessed day, a God day. We decree and declare that we are going to continue having a good month, as this month is leaving out, oh God, and another one is being ushered in. But this is going to be a good month that's coming in, oh God, as March has gone out, oh God. Oh God, so many things have happened. So many people's lives have been lost, oh God. So many tragedies have happened. But God, we are still here. And so, oh God, we thank you that goodness and mercy are following us, that we are favored, oh God, of you, oh God. And we are expecting some increase to come our way. We are expecting promotion, oh God. We are expecting abundance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that we will prosper. We know that we will succeed, because we have God on our side. in the name of Jesus, and that we will not fail, oh God, but we will succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that we have gifts and callings, oh God, to fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Oh God, now have your divine way. Have your way in our lives on today. Not only today, but the following days, the days that will come in the mighty name of Jesus. For we thank you for it, oh God. We expect something good is going to happen to us because we are under the blood. And God, you said in your word, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. So we thank you for the Passover, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for the full armor, oh God, that you have placed on our shoulders, oh God. Oh, Father God, and we pick up our weapons today, oh God, Lord, because we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, God. But, oh God, you have made this day just for us, oh God, to prosper in. So this is going to be a good day. We are going to have a holy day, a righteous day, and we're thanking you for it right now. We bless your name, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, have your divine way. Look on, oh God, even those who are homeless, those who are hungry, oh God, those who are behind prison bars, those who are unemployed. Look on our president, oh God, our vice president, oh God, our secretary of state. You know, oh God, the condition of the world, what's going on, mudslides, oh God, fires, oh God, waters, oh God, Lord, have overtaken, oh God, earthquakes in diverse places, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, tornadoes, oh God, oh Father God, have struck here, there, and everywhere, oh God, oh Father, but we ask for divine protection, oh God, from these things, that we might continue to minister and tell someone about Jesus, and God, Lord, we thank you for it. Now, God, have your divine way. Move like you want to move. Do what you want to do, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they and them that dwell therein. Oh, God, we are dwelling in this place, on this earth, and God, we will look to the hills from which cometh our help, for we know that all our help come from you. And God, we need you. We can't do anything without you, and we bless your holy name. Now, God, we have you. We ask that you will have your way as we continue to exalt you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, and we know that you are there with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God, we thank you for that double anointing of prayer on this morning, God. We thank you for it, God. And God, while we continue to bask in your glory, God.
Yes,
God. Declare and decree, God, the things, God, that we have petitioned before you this morning, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We thank and praise you, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank and praise you, God. Oh, God, as we move on into our declaration, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you and we praise you, God, for your anointed spirit, God. Being here to welcome our declarations on this morning, God.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, I declare and decree on this morning, God, total healing, God, of my mind, body, and spirit. Declare and decree it in the name of Jesus, God. I declare and decree, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that I have drive, God, that I be driven, God, and ambitious, God, and tenacious, God, and determined, God. Mm. And God, I declare and decree these things in your name, Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
So I declare and decree, God, that I will be able to discern, God, what the right from wrong, God, that I will rightly be able to divide, God, in the name of Jesus, God, truth from error, God,
in the name of Jesus, God. I will discern, God, those spirits, God, that come up against me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I declare and decree, God, that I will swiftly, God, answer the voice of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I declare and decree these things, God, and it is so, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I declare and decree, God, wisdom to know what to do with the things of the Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I declare and decree these things, God, before your throne, God, and it is so, God. In the name of Jesus, well, I declare and decree these things. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
It is so.
Thank you,
it
Lord.
Is so.
It is so.
It is so. It is so.
I decree and declare transformation in my life. I decree and declare elevation. I decree and declare financial blessings. And it is so in Jesus' name.
And it is so.
And it is so.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I decree and declare intent focus. On this week, I decree and declare increase in my life, and I decree and declare breakthrough and abundance for my clients, and it is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
And it is so. And it is so. And it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
I decree and declare financial blessings. I decree and declare my health. I decree and declare in Jesus' name for the place for me to stay, for the clearance of my house. I decree and declare just to change my children that they can see the life God.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
God,
I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you.
Yes, she's doing it. God, in the name of Jesus. God.
Yes, God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm
thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, God. We declare and decree it, God.
Yes,
and it is so. It is so,
God. Yes, Lord.
It is so, God. In your Son's name, it is so.
Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. I am going to take the liberty because someone actually asked for us to take elevation also to the throne of grace this morning, and I didn't hear that mentioned in the declaration.
I
wanted to...
You did check? Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. All right, I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
It is so. All right.
It is so.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there not another declaration on this morning?
I decree and declare for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and of God's word that I have more clearance and direction for my life. I decree and declare that anything that God allow me to put my hands to will prosper and succeed, that mm-hmm. souls might be saved in this last day move of God. I decree and declare that doors will open, that I might tell of God's goodness, his mercy, and his grace, and that they might know that God's Son, Jesus, is coming soon. He's at the door.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
We generally actually have a scripture in our spiritual booth. And the one scripture that keeps standing out, and the mother prayed it as well as myself, and it has been ringing in my spirit on this morning. Psalms 121, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help, and all of my help cometh from the Lord. God, for how I woke up on this morning, and that was just ringing. That, matter of fact, the song was ringing in my spirit. And then the mother came and she prayed it, and I heard it come up again in my prayer. And I'm just going to say, ladies, that I encourage you to look up on this week. Look up to the hills from which cometh your help. When we come into these situations and things that we feel like we have no control over and we're backed in the corner, just look up to the hills from which cometh thy help. And all of our help cometh from the Lord. I thank God for giving us that on this week. And we even had it a couple of nights in the services that we actually just came out of. And God is letting us know that he is right ready to help. All we have to do is just call on him. And he is right ready to help. So I thank God for that, for even moving in my spirit with looking to the hills from which cometh my help, and all of my help coming from the Lord. Now this week I did have some things that I was thinking about that we could actually talk about, but it looks like we are actually kind of getting down to the top of the hour. The one things that I was actually thinking about is the cleanse. And, you know, some of us have been on this cleanse for some time now. And we're going through another cleanse right now. And there are some that are on the line that have not gone through the cleanse. And what I was thinking about talking about on this morning, and we can kind of touch on it real quickly before we actually get off the line on this morning, is what is your expectations from the cleanse this time? I know each time that we went on the cleanse, we were expecting something and for God to do something. And he showed up and he did something, and some things he did whatever we could actually think or imagine that he was going to do.
And I'll come.
Can I get whomever that has the noise in the background to actually mute that as they listen to what's going on? And so, as I was saying, what is our expectations? What are we expecting God to do? What is and what is our role in making what we expect to happen? What part do we play in that?
Hmm.
And I'm thinking myself, I'm like, you know, after a while, things could get a little repetitious. And when you start doing it too many times, you become not as excited about it, or you become not as committed towards it, or you become lax about it. What can we do to keep us motivated and committed to this fast? Can anyone help me out with that?
Well, I feel that, the Lord wake you up this morning. On this is a designated time that we come together, and there's strength in numbers. And when we press our way forth, getting up early, as the Lord allow us to come together, pray together, I believe that we are strengthened together. And God has a purpose and a plan and destiny for each and every one of our lives. And so when we begin to pray together, decree and declare together, I'm excited. I get excited because I know that God is in the midst of this. This is not something that was just women coming together to just pray, but there's a purpose that God has brought us together collectively, individually, from a different perspective in life. And so with that said, I just believe that God is going to do something in our lives if we stay focused on the prayers, the petitions, and the things that he has in store for us to do on the day that he appointed for us to come together. I think that because we are pressing our way, we don't have to be on this call, but because we made an effort and make it an effort, it shouldn't become redundant. We shouldn't get tired of praying. We need to pray without ceasing. You remember the woman who kept going to the judge? She was persistent. And so we should be the same way, persistent, coming to God in prayer, because we know that if we continue to pray, God is going to answer our prayers, not only for us individually, but for each and every one of us collectively. So we know that it's not for us, but it's for the Lord that we do this.
Good insight. Thank you for your words of wisdom. That is something that we could take and meditate on, and take our mind back over the things that you said as we think about what is our role, what is it that God is requiring of us, and what is it that we need to do? Because we can have all the faith in the world, but faith without works is dead. So there is something that is required of us. And like you said, a part of the requirement of us is that we get up and we take the initiative to come on these booths, come together, pray, and seek God, declare and decree our declarations before him, and see the salvation of the Lord. So I thank you for your words of wisdom on this morning. And that is a part of it. But is there yet something more that he is actually requiring from us? Is there something yet deeper that he wants from us that we may not, I can only speak for myself. Sometimes I may be dedicated more so than other times. So is my dedication and my commitment level there where it needs to be at? Are those some things that I may need to scout and seek God? Am I being totally committed in order for this to be effective in my life, because we don't want to be doing this and it's not because we're just doing something and it not be of effect. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are some things that were actually crossing my mind on this morning that I actually wanted to throw out there and have the ladies kind of interject back and forth and give suggestions and ideas, because that, like you said, we come together as a collective and each and every one of us has something to actually offer. Not just the same ones have, you know, we all have something. And that's why we're all individuals, because we all bring something different to the table. So I really would like to hear from you ladies if you have any suggestions or if you have any thoughts or any words of wisdom that you would like to share at this time with us. Well, it sounds like I have one of my ladies at least thinking about it.
This is Confident Woman. One of the things that I would say is extraordinary about the experience is the boldness of the collective. There has been no incident since we have started that has not been accomplished through what we're doing. I'm really present to the fact that it's never gone unheard. Whatever is said is never gone unheard.
You want down,
babe? It's just never unheard. So everything that we are bold enough to stand for and say is doable and is obtainable through him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look back at my, and the reason why I was pondering is I look back at the journey and, you know, I took on renewing my mind and I've made some phenomenal, unheard of, only but God changes in my life, and they're with grace because they've been anointed by him. I look back at the journey and I have seen the path of things that would have crippled me, things that I would have never asked for because of not deserving, or I shouldn't ask for that, it's just not deserving. Yet I ask and it's given.
All right.
I'm just grateful for that. And that's what I'm present to, is the journey and the completion, and the trust factor gets more and more believable, if I could say it that way. The more he proves, the more I see, the more I'm willing to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just ask.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And to each of us, you know, this journey means something different, because we all committed something different. And at the end, And that's what we're pushing for, the end results. And we see magnificent results already, mm-hmm. what God has done. I know in my life, right now is one of the fruits of the cleanse. I'm right now hosting the cleanse right now and in training mm-hmm. for God knows where else that I'm actually going after this, but this is preparation mm-hmm. for the greater to come, you know. And I just think I look back over, you know, going through the cleanse and the reason I'm here is because I know that there is yet greater, and I want to get that greater, and I've already, and I'm sure each of you have already kind of tapped into what your greater is looking like, and even right now, in the space that you're in right now, as the sister was saying, how she's doing things that she never thought that she would actually do, as well as myself,
Which I'm happy.
And you know, it's just I know we're actually coming up at the top of the hour now, and the discussion is getting really good. So if no one else has anything that they want to say right now at this point, then we're going to actually wrap it up and come back to this on next week, because there's some good stuff coming out of this. You know,
mm-hmm.
just talking and placing it on the table, and us all giving our own ideas and things. And that's when, you know, it's like a board meeting. Everybody at the board meeting has something to offer. Somebody has the blueprint of the plan, and, you know, and each one we all have our own thing that we add to this, and I truly want to hear from everybody on this. So if no one has anything else to say at this time, I'm actually going to go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll come back to this on next Monday. Is everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you all, ladies, for your input. I thank you all, ladies, for your encouragement. I thank you, ladies, for even being on this show, because without you, it would be no show. I truly thank you, ladies, and I pray that you all have a blessed week on this week, and that God continue to pour into you, you guys, as he is. Always on the throne and right ready to pour into us even the things that we give out on a daily. We have to be re-strengthened and renewed, and that's what this spiritual boost is. It gives us the strength to go on through another week, and I thank you, ladies, for being my strength. So with that said, ladies, I'm going to say you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. And that is by our founder, Lisa Thomas, and the author of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse Handbook. I thank you, ladies, again, and you all have a blessed and wonderful week, and I will see you all here next Monday at 6. I'm excited.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Week.
God be blessed.
God be blessed.
grateful.